Alors, so now we switch in English. I tried to give him some of the information. I'm not sure I did a very good job, but at least you have some ideas of what we were talking about. So you'll be presenting us your study in Taiwan?
Yeah.
Okay, please come.
It's my great pleasure to present our works in Taiwan. And thanks very much for Dr. Peru. He tried very hard to let me understand what I presented, and even writing in English for me. And I feel very comfortable here. And I am Chao Chen Ling from National Taiwan University, and I am an attending psychiatrist there. And I'll present how the recruit virtual subject and focus on integrating the internet into psychiatry studies in Taiwan. So I'm not focusing on psychiatry study, but focusing on how to recruit participants into our psychiatry studies. And I have no conflict of interest to disclose. And we all know from these 2 days that the patients with mental illnesses are often unaware of their illness, or they may be afraid of going to a hospital or clinic, and which may result in delayed assessment or treatment. What we want to do is to assess or treat patients. We know that depression is very popular now, but there's a large portion of patients are not detected or treatment. So it's internet. internet is a new communication medium that allowed us to contact patients in non-medical settings. We may try to reach them and to study diseases through self-administered questionnaire, and it will save our much time. And we just follow the rapid growth of internet. The population using internet grows much higher and higher, and it's possible to design some tools to reach this patient. But the many difficulties existed, because for medical or psychiatric studies, the reliability and validity of some assessment or treatment is very important. If the patient remains their anonymities, we cannot know how the effective of a treatment is. So it's very crucial to know how to overcome these difficulties. So the end of this presentation is to report psychiatric studies are recruiting subjects from the internet in Taiwan. And we use only one criteria, that the studies must requiring a disclosure of anonymities for psychiatric studies. So that a personal contact could be done between the internet users and the researchers. Finally, we present three studies here. The first one is the internet-based self-assessment program for depression, ISPD. And the second is effectiveness of antidepressant for patients comorbid with social anxiety disorders. And the third is validation for a Chinese version of the social phobia inventory. I will focus more on study one, because this is our first study trying to do this job. And ISPD is trying to recruit depression patients, because since the WHO study announced that depression will be the second most burdensome illness, mental illness, by the year 2020. And We all know that depression is underdiagnosed and undertreated. The detection rate for depression for primary practitioners are reported many times to be very low. And this may be due to that primary care providers do not wish to label a patient with mental illness, or they may be reluctant to face a patient's potential resistance to such a diagnosis. So we would like to develop some internet self-assessment program so that we can use a standardized information about the patient's psychopathology and diagnosis. And there is consistency in remembering the question and the contingent branching between questions and the scoring or assessment, which is difficult, very difficult for clinicians to remember that the algorithms. And such a program may allow patients to work at their own pace at home and whenever a computer terminal is available. And the result can be scored and present to user immediately. They don't have to wait for the reports. And the reliability can be improved and ensure their completeness on our data gathering, because computer program won't miss any question and answers. So most people feel it's more private and easier to access the internet than a face-to-face interview, especially like Canada is a big area, not just like Taiwan is a small island. But internet is not everything. Internet has some disadvantages too, less flexibility than human. They cannot troubleshooting. And for a small number of patients, if our participant is not a large number, we may have more cost to set up the program, which may exceed the gains. So this is the development of self-assessment systems from the past to now and future, from pen and paper tested by the patient, and the report was judged by doctors, and then the pen and paper test can be input to the computer by typist and judged by doctors. Then the computer test, can be done directed by patients. This is the computerized state area, and must be judged by doctor too. Later, the computerized test can be some part assisted by the computer, and the doctor just do the final judgment. And now, the internet age, patient can do the computerized program remotely through the internet. And we can also design some rules on our interactive program so that may make some initial judgment online. And finally, the doctor only sit there and do the final confirmation. This is the development of a self-assessment program. So the aims of ISPD is to design a brief and reliable self-assessment program to screen depression through internet with a preliminary diagnosis, so that the users can get their results as soon as possible. And we want to perform the validation studies for these tools. And the diagnosis criteria in ISPD includes three from major depression to minor depression to subsyndromal depressive symptom. List cover ranges from severe to mild depression. And this is the algorithm for ISPD. The client must log on the website and register for their basic data, but they can remain anonymity at the first. They assign the informed consent online and then proceed for the depressive questionnaires. And finally, there are some questions for some differentiation diagnosis. This is the snapshot of the login screen. This is one of the questions that we try to make it simple to survey their symptoms and the duration of their symptoms in one question. And our sample, all the samples are recruited from the internet. And the inclusion criteria is simple, greater than 18 years old, and who do not complete the procedures were excluded. And we have 16 certified psychiatrists involved in these studies distributed in most of the parts of Taiwan. You know where is Taiwan? It's on the southeastern part of China, below Japan, and above Philippines. It's a very small island, so I enlarge it. the central part of Taiwan is a very high range of mountain, so people live around the island. And although it's small, but it's very difficult to come across the island. I ever served in Hualien area in the Hualien Hospital, and now in Taipei, it's National Taiwan University. But the 16 psychiatrists are distributed all over the Taiwan areas. This is a very difficult job we have ever done. The procedure is that we first establish the website and the subject login, and then provide their demographic data and their past psychiatric history, and then do the symptomatic check, and finally they are subject to for arranging and booking online for a face-to-face interview for this 16 areas, 16 psychiatrists, depending on the location of their residence. Unless our assistants. Oh, sorry. And they, when they want to book for a face-to-face interview, they must leave telephone number and address online, and our psychiatrist will meet them and at the scheduled time for a structured interview by MINI. It's for diagnosis. And after they complete the interview, they mail the data sheet to our research center so that we input the data into our database. At least the clinical tools. And the subject was protected by the authentication of ID and password, and the transmission of their data provided is protected by SSL. And if they were suspect to have depression, finally they will receive a message that suggests that you go for professional help. And our website is a certified home code site. So the result we recruit 579 subjects during 1 year period. And we asked them to repeat the test about 2 weeks later, and for the test reliability. And 184 subjects complete the retest. And then finally, among them, 55 complete the face-to-face interview. So the completeness rate is about 30% for the eligible subject. So we are satisfied with this number. And the advantage of ISPD is that it is better accessibility, both for time and place, and it's usability, because we just have to design the program at one time and then leave there on the servers, so the client may just get on the internet at any time. And the interactivities, our questions have some interactive and have some branching questions, so they are not from 1 to 24 questions. Maybe some users only tested for maybe 4 questions, and others maybe complete the whole questionnaires. Yeah. And the cost is also low, and beyond the research, they can use this ISPT anonymously. We hope this ISPT can have a role of primary and secondary preventions. And the paper has been published in PNC Psychiatry, if you have interest in this paper. And study 2 is about the effectiveness of antidepressant for patient comorbid with social anxiety and depression. Because of our prior experience in study 1, we want to recruit participants for a clinical trial. But we don't know it will be successful or not. And because a social anxiety disorder, you know, it is difficult to recruit for a clinical trial. But when they have depression at the same time, they may be have the need to seek for help. The published paper suggests that treatment with an antidepressant should be commenced as soon as possible. Reviewed the paper and found that when the vaccine may be effective for the treatment of both disorders separately, and the remission rate for when the vaccine is also higher. So we want to recruit those comorbid patients from internet and from clinical setting at the same time. Unless it's the inclusion criteria, and the exclusion criteria is too many. But we put most of the link on the website as a rules based. And this is our screening questionnaire. ISPD is the first study, and IDS is for depression. And social phobia, we use our self-designed ISP, NHS, and the other is the social phobia inventory, SPIN. And we also survey some history like antidepressant medication and their previous treatment response, their onset of illness and diagnosis, and their family history of mental illness and the history of substance use and so on, and the suicide history. Because more study, you have to rule out suicide history. And the result, during 1 year period, there were nearly 1,000 participants complete the online programs. And we estimate, because we don't know who they are, we estimate by being a score greater than 24, less as our the third study would describe that in Taiwan, this may be a good cut point for social phobia. And with these rules, about two-thirds of the subjects may be social phobia cases. And among them, 156 comorbid with depression, because our survey of this population, around 23% have such a comorbidity. So in this estimation, finally only four join our study. So the recruitment rate is very low in this study. Only 2.5% of eligible subjects finally enter the study. So it's failed. It's not cost effective. They still cannot come out to our clinic. And the last study is the validation for Chinese version of social phobia inventory, or SPIN. And the end is to invite subjects from the internet for the validation of SPIN by a structured telephone-based interview. Because of our prior experience of failure, we don't want to recruit them to a face-to-face interview. So in this study, we designed a phone-based, telephone-based interview. And we know that it's a big challenge for face-to-face assessment for social phobia, but we don't know how many of them hide behind the internet. So we wonder how to perform such a validated study. So the problem of such a study is they are afraid of face-to-face assessment. We need to think of an alternative approach by telephone interview. So we designed a program online for them to administer the Chinese version of SPIN. And after they complete the questionnaire, they are invited to leave name and telephone numbers for arranging a telephone interview in 2 weeks. And then our certified psychiatrist call them to perform a structured diagnostic interview based on meaning and social phobia module of SCID-4 to determine their diagnosis. And our results showed that 122 completed the online test until now, about in 4 to 5 months, and 55 of them completed the telephone interview. So the response rate is around 45%. It's much better than the study 2 and study 1. So it seems to be a kind of possible approach to those a patient with a social phobia by telephone interview. And finally, we determine the cut point of the SPIN scale, and found it's better for whom greater than 24 of score to be very likely to be a social phobia. So about around half of them, 28 subjects may be social phobia cases. So it's a good experience in finally that we recruit almost half of the patients. And now we are thinking of the next step, how can we deal with those patients who have the willing to be contacted by telephone. Maybe they have some possibility to a face-to-face interview later. So we conclude that the internet may provide a continuous available inexpensive and easily maintained measures that is accessible to a large number of individuals for psychiatric information. Some cases, who knows the Chinese in Canada also access our website. And so Wulao Sing is a very convenient tool. But the clinical studies with the recruitment of subjects through the internet were few. The gap between the internet and real world requires more efforts to overcome this encourages us to think of how to integrate the virtual to real world. And I would like to present this a small piece of an iceberg upon the water, but there's more under the water. Yeah. So it is interesting for us to look further. And I would like to thank the co-authors. And the first one, Dr. Bai, is also there. And thank you very much for your attention.
We can take just a few minutes for questions.
Thank you for your presentation. It was very interesting to hear. And I have a question. You presented the law and the law, and if only 2 or 3% inclusion rate for your randomized clinical trial. Mm-hmm. And do you have ideas if you asked the other participants why they did not want to participate?
Why they did not want to participate? We don't know, because they lost by us. We don't get their further data because they just lost. If they don't provide telephone number, and some even providing telephone number in the last studies, about one-fourth to one-third of them provide the wrong numbers. Yeah. So we can only reach them either by email. But many of them don't respond to our email too. I think there is some obstacles there.
Other questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Merci à tout le monde pour votre participation. Juste à titre d'information, si la présentation de Mariko, la mienne. Vous pouvez trouver de l'information dans le dernier numéro du Journal international de victimologie qui présente les résultats que j'ai présentés, qui est sorti il y a 2 semaines. Puis la semaine dernière, le dernier numéro de Santé mentale au Canada présente le contexte aussi sur notre étude sur les troubles anxieux. J'ai juste quelques copies ici, là, si jamais ça vous intéresse. Alors, merci à tous. Bonne journée.